here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of James Boswell, born Edinburgh, 1740. Family insisted that he go to law school. His father was a judge. So he did. He passed the bar exams, but didn't care for the practice of law, didn't really care for Scotland, wanted to be in London, wanted to meet the rich and the famous. So he did. He met Voltaire and Rousseau, Oliver Goldsmith, and then he met Samuel Johnson. He was just 22 years old. And Samuel Johnson, the great man of letters, was Boswell's idol. Johnson was 53. They soon became friends, and over the next 20 years, Boswell followed Johnson around, always took notes, wrote down what he had to say. And in 1791, he came out with The Life of Samuel Johnson. There'd never been a biography quite like it before. It was full of personal anecdotes and vivid descriptions. It was fun to read, and he made Samuel Johnson sound like a real person. Still considered one of the great biographies, and it's one reason why Samuel Johnson, Dr. Johnson, is still so famous today. It's the birthday of the editor of the New Yorker magazine, David Remnick, born Hackensack, New Jersey, 1958. His first book, Lenin's Tomb, The Last Days of the Soviet Empire, won the Pulitzer Prize, came out in 1993. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Valerie Worth, born Philadelphia, 1933, best known for her so-called small poems, poems for children about everyday objects, such as her poem Safety Pin, closed, it sleeps on its side quietly, the silver image of some small fish, opened, it snaps its tail out like a thin shrimp and looks at the sharp point with a surprised eye. And it's the birthday of the novelist Henry Green, born Tewkesbury, England, 1905, best remembered for his novel Loving, published in 1945, an upstairs-downstairs story, country home, Ireland, stories of the people who live there and the servants who work there. Henry Green, who said prose should be a long intimacy between strangers with no direct appeal to what both may have known. It should slowly appeal to feelings unexpressed. It should, in the end, draw tears out of the stone. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker. Sometimes I am startled out of myself. Like this morning, when the wild geese came squawking, flapping their rusty hinges, and something about their trek across the sky made me think about my life, the places of brokenness, the places of sorrow, the places where grief has strung me out to dry. And then the geese come calling, the leader falling back when tired, another taking her place. Hope is born on wings. Look at the trees. They turn to gold for a brief while, then lose it all each November. Through the cold months they stand, take the worst weather has to offer. And still they put out shy green leaves come April, come May. The geese glide over the cornfields, land on the pond with its sedges and reeds. You do not have to be wise. Even a goose knows how to find shelter where the corn still lies in the stubble and dried stalks. All we do is pass through here the best way we can. They stitch up the sky, and it is whole again. A poem by Barbara Crooker, Sometimes I Am Startled Out of Myself, from her book Radiance, published by Word Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.